put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, October 23rd, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it's a pretty interesting time to be alive in the world, America, I suppose, in particular. Interesting times, interesting times. So the proverb is fulfilled. Lots to talk about. No shortage of things, right? And lots of long form content. Lots going on. I guess we should maybe start with the thing that some people called a debate last night. That was interesting. I don't know. I guess we'll start with I'll start with my thoughts. Let me see. So, just sort of composing myself. So, I don't really even know where to begin. It was kind of. I mean, it's very satirical on one hand and very serious on the other. You know, on one hand, it was kind of like Grumpier Old Men 4 or something like that. You know, it was definitely the oddest of odd couples. And on the other hand, what we're witnessing, you know, it's happening right before our very eyes. Some of the things that a number of folks have been talking about for a long time. You know, there were folks that warned us 50 years ago. I mean, there were the Gary Allens, for example. There are folks who warned us 100 years ago. There were the Congressman Lewis T. McFadden's, for example. Much has been read into the congressional record. We don't hear about that. I wonder why. The victors write history, and they conveniently write some things out, and sometimes literally, as I mentioned, even Anthony Sutton told us back in the 70s. So, you know, on one hand, it's comical. On the other hand, what we're witnessing is the increasingly divergent paths between reality and the fantasy, the fiction that's been concocted for people in this society in particular. Can't speak for others. But you know, you're well enough in touch with the reality, and you have shed the fiction or the fictional delusion long enough and enough to know that, I mean, we're witnessing this divergence. And so, you know, as these guys stand up there, the reality of, you know, if there is a next president, I mean, bad guys have been saying, I mean, it was crazy. Joe Biden at one point, one of the most shocking things he said, zero carbon emissions by 2025. I do rule out banning fracking because, and you know, he was just, I'll get to that in a second, but I do rule out banning fracking because the answer we need other industries to transition to get the ultimately complete zero emissions by 2025. Maybe we should just play that. It's Friday. We're supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be a happy moment. We're supposed to just kind of ease into the weekend, but oh my goodness. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. And it was, you know, see if we can do that real quick. Let me grab that. zero carbon emissions. And what, you know, what's that all about anyway? I mean, I know, but so crazy. You know, climate change is a myth and a fraud cooked up by the Club of Rome. Alan Watt and other folks have been telling us that for years. It's just, you know, questions are one-sided. They don't represent America. You know, the questions are presumptive, as if to say, you know, everyone thinks this way, which most people don't, I would say. All right. Let me see if... Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's the problem. Where are we here? Joe Biden is priceless. Oh, my goodness. So ridiculous. All right. Thank you for bearing with me. This is just, it's just painful. I mean, it's painful in so many ways. The excerpt from the infamous thing that some people call the debate. Skirmish between geriatrics. The, you know, grumpier old men. Number four. Weren't there two? And so, you know, these guys had a debate, and then supposedly, and then there was this. So that would be four, right? There were the two with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Grumpy old men, grumpier old men. I guess it would be grumpier old men three. I don't know. Anyway, we'll play some stuff from it. Zero carbon emissions, zero, complete zero emissions by 2025. That's not funny. Do you know what that means? And, you know, arguing about, I mean, again, folks like Alan Watt have been telling us, you know, if you're paying attention to the actual science and the actual numbers, to make electric vehicles is far more burdensome on the environment than the so-called fossil fuels. And, you know, then there's the issue of what Tesla said. I mean, anybody, we have the internet. Anybody can go and look up and probably vet still, I think. I don't know. It's getting increasingly difficult, but you can still vet the fact that Tesla said, and paraphrasing, when we really get this energy thing figured out, you'll just be driving through a constant field of energy. Remember he said, first question is whether energy is static or dynamic, and we know that it's dynamic, and so then when we really get this thing figured out, you'll just drive through an endless field of energy, and that will be what fuels your car. But that doesn't have a meter on it, like guys like Westinghouse say, and so, you know, we can't have that. We have to control people. Got more on that. Anyway, here's the zero, complete zero emissions. That sounds redundant, but I mean, and even hyperbolic, but my goodness. This is one of the moments where, you know, Lucid Joe checks in, and we should, you know, this is a real thing. I'm not a fan of fracking at all, but how would you get to zero emissions? Wait, Bill Gates has a solution, innovating to zero. One of these numbers has to get pretty close to zero, even though you're not multiplying, you know, just because you, anyway. So here's Joe Biden in his own words. Go ahead, please.
Flat line.
Would you rule out banning fracking?
I do rule out banning fracking because the answer, we need other industries to transition to get to ultimately a complete zero emissions by 2025. What I will do with fracking over
there
time is make sure that we...
Were people shocked to hear that? So, you know, it would be so comical if it wasn't so terrifying, if there wasn't so much on the line. So, you know, my thoughts were, was it really, I mean, I'll just go through some of it. Was it really in Belmont in Nashville, or was it in Joe's basement or the White House parking garage? Didn't it seem weird if you watched it, you know, from the, no, really, the audience is here. They just promised to be silent kind of air that it was given. That was weird. To the terrible audio and video, it sounded like it was, you know, from the beginning, it sounded like maybe it was filmed in somebody's garage or something. Kristen Walker, you know, sounded terrible at the beginning. It's, I don't know, it was weird. So, terrible audio and video, except every time Joe was speaking to the American people. And, you know, every network, including C-SPAN, cut to a close-up of his Clinton thumb-wagging impersonation or whatever. None of which, including C-SPAN or the thumb-wagging, was scripted, of course. So, you know, in that sense, in a word, I would say embarrassing once again, but that's three words. It had the air of a junior high playground fight or skirmish or tiff or something between geriatrics. It wasn't really a fight, you know. And Joe Biden sounded like a warped, frustrated, senile little old man just muttering to himself half the time. Or, it's, you know, it kind of seemed that way, muttering to himself as he shuffles around. That's... And is it me or is Sleepy Joe floating? Is pendulous too colorful a euphemism for Joe? I mean, it's Friday, but how about Lackey? Lackey's probably a good one still. But Joe Biden seems to be floating in space, compliments of whatever cocktail they feed him to seem lucid, which cocktails don't seem to last long, by the way. Judging from appearances anyway. But he seems to be floating. I mean, that was one of the takeaways for me. The way that I perceive this, you know, divergence between reality and the fiction that's been created to, you know, beguile people, the fiction and the reality are so disparate at this point. You pretty much have to be, all of us have to be on some cocktail to, you know, if you're aware of them. If you're not aware of them, if you're just sort of willfully blind at this point or obtuse or otherwise obtuse, then I guess you don't, you know, you just kind of keep going along to get along or whatever. But if you understand, like he's saying, complete zero emissions by 2025. What? Just think about that. Think about the implications for a bunch of pathocrats who really just are completely disconnected from the ordinary citizen, if you will. Completely detached from reality in the current context. But they've been told this is where we're headed. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with any fact or anything like that. Terrifying. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. I said comical if it wasn't so tragic and terrifying. You know, I still need to get back to this issue of factitious disorder imposed on another, FDIA, also known as Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I'm not confident that I'll get there today. Also, this cultural Marxist stuff, a lot of that. Couple other things that I really want to emphasize, but this debate to me really was sort of a microcosm of what we're dealing with. And you know, I'll give you another example. The subject of Dark Winter just seems to linger and linger and linger. It was mentioned three times at one point real quick. Here is that installment. Go ahead, please.
This is the same fellow who told you this is going to end by Easter last time. This is the same fellow who told you that, don't worry, we're going to end this by the summer. We're about to go into a dark winter, a dark winter. And he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
President Trump, your reaction, he says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country. We've learned and studied and understand the disease, which we didn't at the beginning.
So that's three dark winters in the span of a few seconds. And I don't know. For those who don't know, I guess Whitney Webb is one of the best folks to go to on this subject. You know, back on April 1st, 2020, which is an interesting sort of companion, I think. I would put her article together with Bill Joy's article in Wired, April Fool's 2000, exactly 20 years ago. Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. Remember that article I mentioned from time to time? Bill Joy says, hey, I met Ray Kurzweil. He gave me a passage from his upcoming book, Age of Spiritual Machines. I was like, whoa, this makes a lot of sense. And then you flip the page and you realize you're reading Ted Kaczynski's manifesto and you're like, oh. And so, yeah. Anyway, Whitney Webb wrote a piece with Raul Diego back on April Fool's 2020 titled All Roads Lead to Dark Winter. It's very eye-opening, I think, for a lot of folks. Here's a relevant excerpt. That June 2001 exercise, known as Dark Winter, also predicted many aspects of government pandemic response that would later reemerge in last October's simulation Event 201, which predicted a global pandemic caused by a novel coronavirus just months before the COVID-19 outbreak. In addition, the U.S. government would lead its own multi-part series of pandemic simulations called Crimson Contagion. You don't think that Donald Trump and Joe Biden forgot about that, right? Imagine all of the fun things that the Obama administration went through for 8 years. Crimson Contagion that would also predict aspects of the COVID-19 outbreak and government response. Upon further investigation, key leaders of both Event 201 and Crimson Contagion not only have deep, long-standing ties to U.S. intelligence and U.S. Department of Defense, they were all previously involved in that same June 2001 exercise, Dark Winter. I've talked about Tom Inglesby, at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, for example. He's just a really nasty old school bad guy as far as I'm concerned. As an example, Caitlin Rivers is an absolute sycophant lackey of the highest order. It's disgusting to see her on the mainstream news and just peddling. Oh my gosh. Anyway, people like that make my skin crawl. So continuing with this excerpt real quick, some of these same individuals would also play a role in the FBI's sabotage, quote unquote, investigation into the subsequent anthrax attacks and are now handling major aspects of the U.S. government's response to the COVID-19 crisis. One of those individuals, Robert Cadlec, was recently put in charge of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services entire COVID-19 response efforts, despite the fact that he was recently and directly responsible for actions that needlessly infected Americans with COVID-19. Other major players in Dark Winter are now key drivers behind the biodefense, quote unquote. It's more like bio-offense, but mass surveillance programs currently being promoted as technological solution to COVID-19's spread, despite evidence that such programs actually worsen pandemic outbreaks. Anyway, you get the point. Read the article if you're not familiar with it, or even if you are. Excellent article. All roads lead to Dark Winter. These kinds of things just, you know, would have been comical if it wasn't so terrifying. Go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, complete zero carbon emissions by 2025. Holy cow. And dark winter, dark winter, dark winter, the geriatrics declare or decry or whatever. You know, comical if it weren't so terrifying. So, another companion piece, you know, when you start thinking about these things, and people say, you know, you start saying, this is the reality. This is what these very powerful, very influential folks are talking about doing, or you might just say are doing. It's what they're doing. People will say, oh, Chris, come on, that's absurd. If they were really doing that, then, you know, I'm not hearing about it on CNN. Yes, you are. It's soft-pedaled from time to time. In predictive programming fashion, it's just the alarm is not being sounded. You've been conditioned, I would say, you know, once a herd animal, always a herd animal, once wild, always wild kind of thing. And most of us have been, you know, we've been generationally groomed to be domesticated herd animals in the fashion that Bertrand Russell wrote about in The Impact of Science on Society, for quite some time. And you probably wouldn't recognize, in most cases, people wouldn't recognize danger, you know, until it's too late. I won't use any gruesome examples, but there is talk this month of a World Economic Forum made 8 predictions for the world in 2030, back in 2016. When they launched the fourth industrial revolution, you know, Bird Beek, Klaus Schwab, talking about that. So they had this article in 2016, November. We asked experts from our global future councils, really. We had a time traveler fly into the future. for their take on the world in 2030. And these are the results, from the death of shopping to the resurgence of the nation state, but not the way that you would think. So I'll just give you the bullet points of the 8 predictions. All products will have become services is number one. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes, writes Danish MP Ida Auken. Shopping is a distant memory in the city of 2030, whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they need on demand. They borrow what they need. It sounds utopian. What? Until she mentions that her every move is tracked, and outside the city live swaths of discontents. Civilization's discontents, or malcontents, as Freud might say. The ultimate depiction of a society split in two. That's number one on their list. Two, there is a global price on carbon. One. Three, U.S. dominance is over. We have a handful of global powers. Four, farewell hospital. Hello, homespital. Have you seen that shaping up lately? We're going to 3D print organs. I've been talking about that over the years. Five, we are eating much less meat, rather like our grandparents. We will eat meat as a treat rather than a staple. I'm not sure that depends on, yeah. Six, today's Syrian refugees, 2030 CEOs. Yay, that's fun. Seven, the values that built the West will have been tested to breaking point. I'm pretty sure we need to define terms there too, because I'm pretty sure we wouldn't agree on terms. And finally, eight, by the 2030s, we will be ready to move humans toward the red planet. What's more, once we get there, we'll probably discover evidence of alien life, writes Ellen Stofan, chief scientist at NASA. Fun. Big science will help us to answer big questions about life on Earth, as well as opening up practical applications for space technology. Maybe we can answer other big questions too, I would add, like exactly how many filming lots do they have where they film, you know, this space odyssey, and where are those lots located? Can we know the answer to that? You know, I mean, are we really going to the red planet, or are we just being seduced and beguiled again to, you know, take a dirt nap, to take your dose of Soma and have, you know, put on the VR goggles and go to sleep? I digress. To the phones. Bob in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call again.
You bet.
I was surprised that you you said that you were terrified at first, and you're just talking about simple little things, and then you mentioned dark winter, and that's why I was calling.
I'm not terrified, so sorry for the confusion
you
there.
Said it.
People think that.
But when you use terms, when you say it's terrifying, I don't know if you're speaking
it is
for
terrifying.
Yourself.
It's we meant to be terrifying.
No, don't be terrified. Got to grow up a little bit and get into the 21st century. I'd like to hear you speak more on some of these exercises that came out. You're one of the few who do it.
I'm totally disappointed
with most talk show hosts.
I did over the last 6 months, quite a bit. I covered it. I would say
I covered it
extensively, about as much as anybody, especially the Johns Hopkins guys
that.
And people on the periphery.
No, good, but there's nothing to be afraid of. This is the reality of the world we live in. I'd like to hear you talk a little bit more about our captors, though, how our cyber tech and our high-tech world has been given over to Israel. Vulture capitalists like Paul Singer.
Talked about that a lot. Talked about vulture capitalists, Unit 8200, Talpiot, all that good stuff. Yep.
Yeah, Shin Bet.
A lot,
you know,
in recent years.
They used the tool, Pegasus malware. The head of the NSA for us, her name is Neuberger. She's an Orthodox Jew. Cyber Control Command. Zohar Zitzepel of the RAD Group, the Bill Gates of Israel. I hardly ever hear anyone talking about Israel. on the RBN anymore. I think they're maybe afraid to speak about it.
Well, I've talked about, you know, what you're referring to as Israel. We, you know, again, we'd probably have to define terms. I've talked about the collision, colliding forces, political Zionism against political Islam. That's an important subplot. But as far as Israel being a, driving force, the nation state or whatever you want to call it, I think that's a subtext and somewhat disingenuous. I think if we're really going to get to what I would call the apex of the conspiracy, hold on, Bob. If we're going to get to the apex of the conspiracy, this is my last warning. I'm not going to play games with you this morning. Okay. Seriously. So
give me a chance to talk though.
Okay. Please. You're done. Bye, Bob. You need to learn how to behave yourself. So in my humble estimation, if we're going to get to the apex of the conspiracy, you know, those folks, I mean, you go back in history, guys like Chris Boland have done a magnificent job recently of saying, you know, these guys, and I won't name names, he did, look it up if you're not familiar, but these guys all admitted that, you know what, we're the terrorists. You're saying those guys are terrorists? We're the terrorists. So, you know, that was the founding of this thing we call Israel today. People call themselves Christians sitting in churches all across the country saying, you know, they've been fed this nonsense that this thing, you know, this is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy and it just happened in a day. No, it didn't. Theodore Herzl said, he was asked after the first Zionist Congress, what do you, you know, what's the big takeaway? And he said, you know, I think that you will see the reemergence of this thing we call Israel. You know, people will laugh at me today, but in, you know, maybe 20 years, certainly in 40 or 50 years, you'll see it. And almost 50 years to the day after he said that, voila, we get this thing on the world stage called Israel. And, you know, the guys behind its creation and everything were the guys who were saying, you know, you're calling those guys the terrorists? No, we're the terrorists. You know, Irgun, Likud, etc., etc. You know, basically the fathers and grandfathers, the guys that are in power now, that's a subtext, though. That's part of the world revolutionary movement. And so, to me, the apex of the conspiracy, if you want to call it that, is not what Carol Quigley referred to as, you know, being at the Bank for International Settlements and the central banking system, which is definitely a huge part of it, because you can't, you know, even the Lucius Trust admits that executing this plan of the hierarchy is expensive. Financial resources is one of the two big needs that they have. And so they, you know, financial resources and cannon fodder, basically, is how I would paraphrase their two big needs. But I would say that's the apex of the conspiracy, the work of the hierarchy and the plan of the hierarchy. Last year, Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a video titled Characteristics of an Initiation Ritual. That was this year, April. Didn't they do another one that was how many people last year? Wasn't it them who did the how many people realize they're being initiated? I don't know. Somebody did. I thought it was their video. They did the one in April though. And you know, so speaking of the work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy, you have Alice Bailey's received work titled Initiation Human and Solar, published in 1922, that talks about the work of the hierarchy, the plan of the hierarchy, blah blah blah, and how it's important to pique your interest in Arthur Conan Doyle sort of fashion and have you deeply, completely sort of immersed in this enthralling mystery, you know, this murder mystery, this whodunit. You have to, you know, pique people's curiosity. And, you know, for that matter, you know, if you read the book excerpt, the detailed procedures of initiation rituals revealed here stimulate the imagination. But essentially, the individual aspirant treading the path of discipleship is thrown back on his own inner spiritual resources as the only means by which progress can be made and consciousness expanded. This he does to the extent that he becomes sensitive and responsive to the energy wielded and projected by hierarchy, capital H. So, I mean, that corresponds directly. If you read the cultural Marxists, the Frankfurt School guys, you read Marcuse's critical theory writings, it's exactly the kind of thing that they were, I mean, it's like, you know, hand and glove, basically. So, hand and glove. Advancing this plan. So to me, that's the apex, and you know, that's what's really driving these forces. Anyway, back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
This is Brian.
Brian.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to get on the bandwagon and complain about RBN's misbehaving a little bit as well, because
my guess is that you and I will have a civil discourse, and I'll listen to you and you'll listen to me, and we'll act like adults.
Yeah, it's put yourself in somebody else's shoes and you start treating people differently, and that is important. Anyway, basically, Catherine Austin Fitz had about 10, 12 minutes.
We'll put you guys out of business.
What was that? What do we got going on here? We lost Brian, apparently. Interesting. That's intriguing. Hopefully everything's okay. That sounded interesting, but... That initiation thing is really going to bother me. Anyway. So, initiation stuff. You know, and while we're on the subject, so the characteristics of an initiation ritual is an interesting video in tandem with initiation, human and solar. And, you know, again, the work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy, all that stuff. I don't recommend people read that. For years, I would, you know, come just short of really kind of talking about it. But we're at the point, it seems to me saturation equals, what do you call it? Saturation is sort of equilibrium or something like that, you know, where, and saturation is an essential part of the indoctrination and the, you know, moving people along the continuum in dialectical fashion. You know, basically saturation is kind of like exhaustion. It induces a form of learned helplessness, so to speak. And so I don't want to do that. I don't want to harp on something that makes the subject lose its value. And, you know, by devaluing the currency of information, don't want to do that. But it's, you know, it explains a lot, I guess I'll say that. And we'll move on. I want to get back to the debates and a couple of important little bullet points, I guess. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
About a
Catherine Austin Fitz 3 weeks ago video with the dark journalist where she is describing that somebody stole 20 plus trillion and they have to cover their tracks because there's people with pensions and insurance that are going to expect to receive the benefits from those, you know, fought for and hard worked things they deserve. So how are they going to do that? They're going to dissolve the United States. The generations fighting each other is what she's describing in Seattle and Portland. This is would be a staged event to destroy the responsibility to come through with these as a United States if we create regional areas. And I already told you about all this, and it's called the deep state chaos. 3 weeks ago is the dark journalist, what I'm talking about. But what I'm calling this morning about is saying, well, an example of how we're going to do this is Mike Rivero yesterday had Ammon Bundy on, and he never mentioned that Ammon is recommending support of the Black Lives Matter and defunding the police. Oh. So what is Ammon's recent stick? What he is pushing is militias and, you know, patriot groups, local networks. In other words, we don't need all of this infrastructure and the system we used to have. We're going to do it in your community.
And, funny how that works, huh?
Well, to Lark, it's not very funny. I can tell you, he's rolling his eyes saying, I wish some people would look into Amitai. They would see this kind of thing coming, and you know, it's what Nikki said. How are they ever going to pull this off is what she's asked by all her friends. Well, now we know, and it's Ammon Bundy.
It's happening right before your very eyes. If you, the way I would put it, you know, if you pray to have the scales removed from your eyes, you'll be like Elisha and his servant, where, you know, his servant says, what are we going to do? We're surrounded. And Elisha prays and says, you know, open his eyes. Next thing you know, the guy sees, you know, all of these angels standing on the horizon. And he goes, oh, okay, I see your point. It's that kind of, that's the divergence that I'm talking about. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.